This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and WTIP, broadcasting live from Grand Marais, Minnesota, up the north shore of Lake Superior. Just a few miles north of here, you'll find Grand Portage, one of the last cities in Minnesota before you reach Canada. You might not know that Grand Portage holds the distinction of being one of the few or the only part of Minnesota to see action during the American Revolution. Lieutenant Thomas Bennett and Sergeant A. Langdown, along with 5 British soldiers, 7 canoe paddlers, were stationed at Grand Portage in June of 1778 to protect the British fur trade and discourage the native people from doing business with the rebels. So, well, we all know that soldiers with free time are prone to all kinds of hijinks, and these guys never saw any actions. So, as imagined here, we see what that's like with the Great Northern Radio players and Minnesota Anglicans saving hides.
Attention! Attention! All camp personnel! Tonight at 1900 hours, join us for a performance of Richard III. Enjoy the madcap adventures of everybody's favorite disabled monarch as he lurches his way through laughs and tears, only to learn that the secret of life is a well-timed horse. The leeches and bleeding clinic scheduled for today has been canceled due to witches. Tomorrow at 0900, please attend the Northwest Trading Company's latest presentation in its series on furs entitled Grooming Your Beaver for Long-Term Use. That is all.
Fix me another black strap there, Jackie boy. I need to tighten up before I go on duty.
Have no fear. The British are coming.
The British are coming. Those idiots. We're all British. Only some of us don't steep our tea in the ocean.
At least we're up here in Grand Portage and not bunking with those Hessians down at Valley Forge. That's like sleeping inside a sausage puff.
It's like a never-ending production of Das Tut.
But in all seriousness, those Hessians are able-bodied soldiers, well-versed in the fart of war.
You two scoundrels, I've had quite enough of your antics.
Cool it, warm lips. What is it this time?
I suppose you think it's funny to rig my tent to lift up whenever I open my shiver robe.
We thought it would be good for morale.
Well, half the Chippewa Nation almost saw me in my girdle. I'd hate to think what would have happened if they had seen me in the girdle I wear beneath that girdle, or the slip beneath that, or the wool chastity suit beneath that.
Wake me up when you get to something interesting.
It. I'm going to Lieutenant Bennett right now and have both of you sent back to Fort Mackinac in the morning.
What's eating her?
Probably scabies. They're everywhere.
Lieutenant Bennett? Lieutenant Bennett, are you in there?
Yes, warm lips. What is it?
I told you not to call me that. It's disrespectful and not part of His Royal Majesty's...
I see,
What is going on in here?
Oh, Sergeant Langdown was just showing me the lingerie she made out of furs from the supply tent.
Actually, sir, I'm not wearing any underwear.
Oh. Cover up, Sergeant, cover up.
Honestly, this camp is the end of the earth. If it's not Hawkbeak or Trapper Jack, it's you and your lackadaisical discipline. I'm going to write a sternly worded letter to the Major at Fort Detroit.
What's bugging her?
Probably mosquitoes. They're everywhere. Say, Langdown, what kind of furs are those over there?
Martin.
Actually, it's Thomas, but you should probably stick to Lieutenant Bennett since we're in the military.
No, it's Pine Martin.
I don't care about the trees, Langdown, and I told you my name is Thomas.
Frank! Oh, Frank, I need your help. It sure is dark in your tent. Are you in here? Frank, I can't stand the men of this camp anymore. I came here for one reason and one reason only. To serve the king and discourage rebels from trading for the best furs so as to preserve His Majesty's commerce here in the New World. But those simpletons, Hawkbeak and Trapper Jack, won't stop torturing me with their innuendo. And Lieutenant Bennett, oh, what a fool he is. Him and his... hairy mistress. Frank, your voice sounds so ragged. Are you feeling all right? My goodness, you have an odor about you as well. Are you wearing some kind of jumper? Let me turn on the lantern. Bear!
I say, Warmlips, what has got you so hot and bothered?
Yes, you haven't made this much noise since your escapade with the Voyager.
There is a bear in Frank's tent.
Oh, sure, that's just Barry. We put him in there to give old Frank a scare.
What's eating Barry?
Probably wood ticks. They're everywhere.
Say, where is Frank?
That's it! I'm going to write my sternly worded letter to the Major right now!
Say, Jackie, fancy another drink?
Does a bear poop Frank in the woods?
Attention, attention! Tune in tonight for the Great Northern Radio Show, featuring the Great Northern Radio Players. But first, she's the up-and-coming musician with strings attached. Listen to Barbara Jean play banjo, violin, and viola in the same show, strumming her way into the hearts of the British Empire. What's left of the British Empire. Also starring Jack Klatt, here they are now.